Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 4. Infinitive and verb plus ing. Hello! Today we will see when we use the infinitive and when we use verb plus ing. I want to stress that this is in no way a complete list of their usage. Let's start with the infinitive. The infinitive is the impersonal form of a verb with to. For example, to run, to fly, to sleep, to convince, to find. It is used 1. After adjectives. It's nice to see you again. This book is difficult to read. It's necessary for me to cut down on sweets. It's not easy to score a good job. He was too exhausted to stay with us and went home. 2. You use the infinitive to show purpose. For example, I went to the cafe to see my friends. You must have 2 compatible devices to use them together. I called the restaurant to book a table. 3. You use the infinitive after some verbs. The most popular of them are decide to. We decided not to waste time and leave the apartment immediately. Forget to. Don't forget to switch off the light before you leave. Help to. He helped me to finish the project. Hope to. I hope to see you again. Learn to. My brother learned to fly with a parachute. Want to. I want to go to Brazil. It's a cool country. Would like to. I would like to tell you a secret. Need to. Sorry, I need to go now. Offer to. He offered to help us. Plan to. We plan to move out. Pretend to. They pretended to be sleeping, but they weren't. Promise to. I promise to buy you this car. Remember to. Remember to read Harry Potter in English on a regular basis. Try to. I tried to cut down on chocolate, but it was too hard. There are 2 exceptions you must remember. Make and let. They are used with an infinitive without to. For example, my brother is my role model. He makes me jog and go to the swimming pool. You will never make me leave. We will make all people want to learn English. Or, let me go. Please, don't let me go. He is pure evil because he doesn't let me eat sweets. Now, let's also look at the uses of verb plus ing. Verb plus ing can be used 1. As a subject of a sentence. For example, smoking is bad for you. Surfing the internet is a perfect way to spend your evening. Scoring a good job has been his long-term dream. 2. You use verb plus ing after prepositions. She is good at playing the piano. I am not interested in watching telly all day. They were in despair because of losing the game. 3. You use verb plus ing with some verbs. To start doing something. For example, it started raining. Although you can also say it started to rain. They're pretty much the same. To finish doing something. She hasn't finished getting dressed yet. To stop doing something. It stopped raining. Please stop talking. To enjoy doing something. I enjoy going to the gym. I'm crazy. To go on doing something, which means to continue doing something. I am exhausted, but I must go on working. To hate doing something. I hate doing maths. It's so complicated. To like doing something. I like looking after my nephew. He is the apple of my eye. To love doing something. My sister loves baking. To mind doing something. I don't mind cooking and doing housework. To spend time doing something. I spend most of my time reading. That's all from me. See you soon. Remember to visit our website www.linguistive.ru. Goodbye!